I would vote still.
Anyway, you're not going to go there.
We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're in the middle of the fourth chapter, the ninth Mishnah. Rabbi Yonatan had taught us, Kolam Kem Tatra Me'oni, if someone upholds the Torah out of poverty, Sofol Kaima Me'osher, and we discussed last week at length the idea that Torah is going to give a person the tools so that they can be successful in the world at large. And that's how Rabbi Yonah had interpreted that it's not a question of an amulet. If you uphold the Torah out of poverty, you'll be wealthy, but rather the Torah is going to give you the skills which ultimately you will be able to channel so that you can succeed. that's the idea, that the greatest asset a person can have is wisdom. And when you have that, then you figure out how to make things work. And the Mishnah continues, "Cholam vatel tatra me'osher," and whoever doesn't uphold the Torah, he annuls the Torah out of his wealth, Sofol vatla me'oni, ultimately he'll be doing the same thing, but he'll be poor. Explains Rabbi Yonah, "Shekam pamim kam shot yesh lofnai l'mod ve'ino oseh." What does it mean, bitul Torah? A person often has hours, a person sometimes has off time to learn, and he doesn't. And we're up to the greatest example of that right now. We're coming up to Chol HaMoed. We have Yom Tov, people have off, people have Chol HaMoed. So people say, great, I could take my family on trips. You could go on one trip, you could go on two trips, but you have a lot of time. And that time, if utilized properly, is time for growth. So when a person wastes that time, that's bitul Torah. We are a generation that really has to ask ourselves what we're going to answer for all the bitul Torah we do online. The average person spends hours a week online. And they are not productive hours. I'm not talking about the hours we spend doing the things we should be doing, answering an email or participating in things we should be participating in. I'm talking about the hours we waste. So that's bitul Torah. Sofo levatla me'oni, sheitztarech litloach al parnasatov lo imtzeena, ad ki lo yiyeh lo pnai lasok b'torah gam ki yirtze mida keneged mida. This part of the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is talking from the spiritual sense. That if Hashem gave the person the ability to take advantage of time and they didn't, so Hashem says, okay, I'll take that time back, I'll keep you busy, and then you won't have that luxury. Venimtza yotze min haolam belo Torah. And then if a person had the opportunity and wasted it and squandered it, so then Hashem says, I take back the opportunity, and then a person might never get it back again. And so then a person can find themselves leaving the world without any Torah. And the key in these things is also to know how to properly gauge different opportunities in life. There's an age where you shouldn't be traveling without a small sefer in your pocket. You're on a bus, you're at a bus stop. There are times when you always have an opportunity. Then there are times where you just got married, and if during Sheva Brachos, anytime you sit next to your wife, you pull out a sefer, and she's minced meat, she might not be so happy with you. The flip side of it is that I used to take a sefer to dates. The guys would tell me that's taboo in Merkaz Arav. And I'd say, ridiculous. How many times did I show up to the date and have to wait 20 minutes and sometimes an hour because the date was running late, so I have to waste my time? I would always show up to date with a sefer. And if the girl had to use the facilities, I have to sit there for 10, 15 minutes wasting my time. So I always showed up with a sefer. Why waste my time? Sometimes the girls would ask me, what you're learning? And then I'd get an interesting fahair. But that's okay. But why waste time? When I was in yeshiva, it wasn't my first year in yeshiva, and after the meal Friday night, I'd come down, eat the meal. 25 minutes later, I was back in Beis Medrash learning. And people would ask me, don't you think you have to sing with everyone? And I'd say, no. And they'd say, how are you going to run a family? And I'd say, I grew up in a family. I know what it's like to sing Shabbos Zmiros. Now I have an opportunity. I don't owe anyone anything. This is the age where I can learn all this time on Shabbos. Later on, I'll have a family. I won't have that luxury. Then you're right. I'll have to sing with the kids. I'll have to be with the kids. And that'll be the responsibility of that age. At this age, I don't need the singing. I'm happy. I had my Shabbos meal. For one person, doing that would be destroying their Shabbos. There are people who won't enjoy Shabbos if they don't take the time to sing their Shabbos Miros. At my stage in life, I didn't need it at that time. So this idea of how to take advantage of time is also very much dependent on the stages of life we're in. It's not the same formula for the same person at different junctures in life. There are people who can sit at the Shabbos table. When my wife and I were newly married, so while she was getting the food ready, I'd sit with the stender and I was learning till she brought out the food. We'd end the meal, we'd have a chavrusa. One of us would read from Avos to Rabbi Nassan, the other one would do the dishes. We'd take turns. Whoever wanted did the dishes, the other one would read. Okay, but that's at that stage in life. Today, I got to be with the kids, I got to clear the table, got to help with the baby. It's not shayach. It's not right at this stage in life to be doing that. That would be at the kids' expense. The idea of bitul Torah is not a one-size-fits-all, even for the same person. Depending on the stage of life, defines where we're supposed to take advantage of the time for learning Torah. And a person has to reevaluate and be cognizant of the needs of their surroundings. There are times where a person needs a break, where if he's going to walk around with the Sefer in his pocket, it's only going to burn a hole in his pocket. It's not going to help him at all. Sometimes you have to take a break, and part of taking a break is that you're not learning anything. Again, there's no one formula. The idea is, just as life is dynamic, our approach has to be dynamic, but we should think about how to take advantage of the time. And if we do, then we can maximize our usage of the time for learning Torah. Very often people ask me before Bein HaZmanim, what should I learn during Bein HaZmanim? So if you're in yeshiva, it's one thing. If you're going home, you're going to be by your parents, your in-laws, wherever. So then you have to take different types of learning. Learning that will keep you focused. If you have the ability to go to a Bet Midrash, you'll do one type of learning. If your ability is to learn as you're traveling, you need a different type of learning. Again, the idea of Bitul Torah plays itself out differently in different scenarios, even in our own lives, in a specific person's life. Rav Kook writes a concept which is agreed upon. You see it in other sources as well, that Bitul Torah is not only wasting time from learning Torah, it's also wasting potential. If you could learn on level 10 and you're learning on level 5, that's also Bitul Torah. A person that sits down and reads Tehillim all day when he could be learning Gemara and Mishnah and Halacha, that's also Bitul Torah. People sometimes say, I'm learning Torah. That doesn't mean you're not doing Bitul Torah. If a person could be focused and instead their mind is wandering and they reread the same paragraph 3 times, that's also Bitul Torah. So our responsibility to take advantage of the time is also a qualitative responsibility, not only a quantitative responsibility. So that's the Mishnah about Bitul Torah.